Menachem Selaznik from London asks, several times I've heard a medrash that says that the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash will always remain standing. This is understood to be the western wall. However, from what I understand, the western wall is not the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the wall around the Har HaBayis that Herod built. Furthermore, all four walls around the Har HaBayis remain intact today, although much of it is inaccessible. How does this fit in with the Medrash? I would like to thank the Rav for making himself and Ishurim available to Klal Yisrael in such an accessible manner. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Hey, Simin Chaf Hey, speak about this. And from what comes out from what they say, it seems that the Kosel HaMa'arovi, yes, is the wall of the Har HaBayis, and this wall was laid by David HaMelech when he made the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, and it's that foundation that was never destroyed, not necessarily the upper layers of the wall. And the lower layers are from Shlomo HaMelech's time, and deep down below is even from David HaMelech's time, and those still remain. And the Shekhinah may not actually hover over the wall, especially when the Goyim are in charge or control the wall. However, there is the place that is the Shekhinah has gone to in the Beis HaMikdash and remains a conduit for the Shekhinah from above to be down here in this world. And as we know that the Shekhinah is always in the western part of the world, in the western part of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore this concept of the wall not being destroyed may not apply to the entire height of the wall, but really to the foundations, and that the Shekhinah is there is that that is the place where the Shekhinah of the whole Beis HaMikdash is focused to have its